Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Hour number two, the phone lines are open, but again, the 800 number is not working. So if you want to call into the show and talk to me, the number is area code 512-716-1523. Now, I want to step back from the war zone back to the political campaign because this story just came across my desk, and I do need to share it with you. A tech writer for the New York Times has written an article saying that Google ought to hide all online information about Hillary's health problems in response to New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani's comment that all you have to do is go online and locate the truth about what Hillary is dealing with. So here you have the New York Times instructing Google to basically exercise censorship and a denial of the free speech rights of the American people, not to mention the American people have a right to know if a potential candidate for president has mental issues that would impair her judgment. And that's a very real concern. If Hillary was dealing with a bad back like Kennedy, or even polio like Roosevelt, this would be a non-issue, because those do not affect the ability of the person to make decisions, and that's what the job of the president is. But when we're talking about blood clots in the brain, possible Parkinson's, and all of these Secret Service descriptions of what an incredible temper Hillary has, and then look at all Hillary's defenders, the excuses they're coming up with. Oh, she didn't remember clearly. She gets confused. She had a brain short circuit. This is a very, very serious issue when we're talking about somebody who's going to have the keys to the nuclear weapons. Now, getting on back to the war zones and the deteriorating U.S. agenda for the Middle East, Egyptian President al-Sisi is now saying that he is ready to host a meeting between Netanyahu and Palestinian Chairman Mahmoud Abbas to try and settle down the differences in the region. I'm sure Abbas will agree. Netanyahu maybe not. But remember, al-Sisi is also a U.S.-installed puppet. He was put in there after Morsi was brought down, after kicking out the previous U.S. puppet, Mubarak. Even more interesting, Palestine is going to get a visit from Russia's Prime Minister, Dmitry Medvedev. Is going to pay an official visit to Palestine on November 11th to discuss bilateral cooperation and regional issues. And Israel and the U.S. have given the Palestinians every reason to pivot to Russia. They have misplayed this from the beginning. One mistake after the other after the other. All righty, we're going to go ahead and grab a phone call. Joe in Pennsylvania, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Michael. I just wanted to, another guy who's real and dear to my heart like you are, is a guy by the name of David M. Robertson. And he's an author, and he writes a book called Reloaded, An American Warning. Mm-hmm. And I actually want to send you a copy of it. Is there a way I can send you a copy?
Yeah, actually, if you go to my page, up on the top, you'll see a little item on the right side that says donate, and there's a postal address in there that you can use to send me books and stuff. Okay?
Okay, thank you, sir.
All right, and I'll definitely take a look at the book. I get a lot of books sent to me. Cambridge Press is sending me a bunch of books. They just sent me this one called Unraveled, Obamacare, Religious Liberty, and Executive Power, and we're trying to get the author on as a guest somewhere down the road. So thank you, Joe. We're going to let you go here. Getting on back to the news, if you have been around the intelligence community or the military-industrial complex for a long time, you know about the RAND Corporation. This is the top think tank used by the government. And apparently their current advice to the U.S. government is you're better off starting a war with China now than waiting and giving China any more opportunity to upgrade their weapons. So they're literally out there talking about a war with China, for those of us living out here in the Pacific, with a first strike nuclear target right out that their window. This is very upsetting. But my word to the people of RAND Corporation is if you think war with China is a really good idea, here's your rifle, here's your parachute, Here's your Dayglow orange jumpsuit. Have fun, and don't forget to send some egg rolls back. Now, another story coming out of Russia today, talking about the Russian threat, the Russian threat, the Russian threat. And they're basically echoing the advice that we got from the Watergate scandal. Follow the money. Who is paying for all this constant Russian threat nonsense? Russia is stealing socks from your dryer. Russia is hiding your car keys. Russia put waxy yellow buildup in your kitchen floor corners. And it's very, very tiresome. And most of this money that is funding this is coming from the defense contractors who are looking at a new war as good for their business. And they're not thinking very carefully. They're not looking at the history of the collapse of the former Soviet Union. I mean, first of all, the fact that a lot of people are going to get killed in these sales support wars, they see that as just the cost of doing business. Your sons and your daughters getting blown to bloody bits, well, that's just how we make our money. And you should just get used to that. But here's our problem. Back at the height of the last Cold War, the United States had a very strong economy, very strong manufacturing, good agriculture, good export markets. We had money coming in. And the parasite called the Pentagon could siphon off a big chunk of that, and it was uncomfortable, but it wasn't critical. It's different today. Our economy is stressed to the breaking point. We can't support any additional military spending. And this new Cold War they're trying to sell, followed by massive defense contracts, could literally implode the entire U.S. economy. Russia isn't the existential threat to the nation. The military-industrial complex is. And the Soviet military was guilty of the same short-sightedness. Even as the Soviet Union was struggling with a hard economy, they kept saying, more weapons, more weapons, more weapons, and they literally bankrupted the place. Now, remember what I said earlier, that the scam of the Cold War is they build very expensive weapons that don't work really well, and they get away with it because they're not supposed to be used. And we have been talking about how America's latest generation of weapons is very expensive and doesn't work really well. F-22 still asphyxiating its pilots. F-35, the problems are just legion on that one. Independence-class littoral combat ships, corrosion on the hull. Freedom-class littoral combat ships, powertrain issues. The Gerald R. Ford, the magnetic catapults won't work. The radars won't work. That's just all over the place. And now we're seeing this article. Actually, it's a YouTube video talking about the M1 Abrams tank. Now, this is an icon of tankness around the world. And it looks cool if you're into that sort of thing. It is the world's most expensive and cumbersome tank. And it does very, very well against third world armies with 1950s technology, but put up head to head with the latest main battle tanks coming out of Russia and China. It's coming up short. That latest one from Russia, the Armata, is an amazingly capable weapon. As I said, the strategic failing of the United States military is they're refining the weapons that they used to win the last war, and they missed the boat on the changing paradigm for the next one. So let's talk about the economy right now. Rothschild, Jacob Rothschild, is out there basically saying that, yes, this whole global private central banking system is on the verge of collapse. He knows about that 11th marble. He's getting out of the stock market and paper currencies. He is buying gold. And he is not the only one. There have been a wave of billionaires getting out of the stock market, buying gold. They're all trying to grab as much gold as they can. And if they can't get enough, they'll have government take yours away and give it to them, just like Roosevelt did back in 1933. The Federal Reserve has finally admitted that another $4 trillion, that's with a T, in quantitative easing will be needed to offset an economic shock. In other words, if they don't get another $4 trillion in instantly created money, all of it considered a loan to you, the American people, at interest, they're not going to be able to keep the stock market propped up any longer. And certainly their goal is to keep it propped up and looking good until after the November election. Over in Germany, the German people are furious that their private central bank, the Bundesbank, is saying it's time to raise the retirement age until 69. The new policy for the new world order is work them until they drop. Retirement. Why should we let them retire? They're not useful to the new world order. Let's just kill them off and decrease the surplus population. Down in Chile, they're having nationwide protests regarding pension reform down there. And they've got a private pension system was launched all the way back in the 1980s during the Pinochet dictatorship. And it's in serious trouble, just like Social Security is here in the United States. It was plundered. It was looted by corrupt politicians. They're very unhappy about that. John Deere, and if you're a farm kid, you know that name. They're laying off 145 workers at their eastern Iowa plants. Apparently, people aren't buying tractors and harvesters and combines as rapidly as they were. They're basically saying there's downturns in the agriculture sector. Well, I can tell you why that's happening. Nobody wants to buy our GMO agriculture anywhere on earth. And everybody who got sucked into planting those GMO seeds, they're not finding places to sell them. Certainly not outside the United States. So if nobody else in the world wants to eat America's GMO food because it's dangerous, what is the U.S. government going to do? They're going to feed it to you. They're going to make it illegal for you to know that you're eating potentially unhealthy food. And if you get sick, well, that's good for the economy because then you got to go to the doctor and you have to buy medicine. And it's all wonderful here. You know, we'll grind you up into a paste if it makes the economy look better. Apparently, iron ore shipment on the Great Lakes is down 18% over the five-year average. That's significant. People aren't ordering raw iron. Steel makers aren't making steel. Car makers aren't making cars out of that steel. It's all locking up because all the nation's wealth is in the pockets of those money junkie bankers, and they're hanging on to it. They're opposed to the idea of actually letting it back out to the economy to do some good. In the wake of the Brexit, the European Union leaders are meeting on exactly the same Italian island where they actually created that federal Europe idea. They're trying to figure out how they're going to stop the Brussels project unraveling following the Brexit, because there are so many other countries in the EU are saying, we want out. Italy's talking about getting out. Netherlands is talking about getting out. They've had it. It's a failed idea. It was supposed to just be a free trade bloc with open borders, and it turned into one of history's greatest dictatorships. And it failed because there was a built-in self-destruct device called the European Central Bank, which looted the people of Europe the way the Federal Reserve is looting the American people. And that plan to flood Europe with refugees to destroy the idea of a European identity has not gone as smoothly as they thought it would. Obama is going to allow another 200,000 refugees in September of this year. According to Pew Research, 50% of all refugees entering America this year are Muslim. Don't have a number on how many of them are actually terrorists. And across Europe, we're still seeing these problems, this societal friction, this culture shock. Apparently over in Belgium, there was a woman with a machete attacked three people. Nobody died. Their injuries are minor. And I'm sure over here in the U.S., all the gun grabbers are saying, a machete? I can't use a machete. Why can't these crazies use an AR-15 so we can ban guns in the U.S.? Get that Fast and Furious team to smuggle some assault weapons over there to Europe and give them to the refugees. We need blood and bullets to take guns away from the law-abiding American citizen. Meanwhile, European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker, in anti-nationhood speech at Albach European Forum in Austria, said borders are the worst invention ever. That's his attitude. There should be no borders. Of course, Juncker himself lives inside a fenced and gated residential complex. Now, my view of borders around nations is that they serve the same function that fireproof doors do in a building and watertight bulkheads do in a ship. They contain disaster. They confine the fire to one office. They confine the flooding to one compartment. And the structure as a whole survives. If you prop open those fire doors, if you lock open those watertight hatches, it may seem things are better because you can move around more quickly, but the first fire or the first leak destroys the whole system. But Juncker is one of those people who wants a single golden throne for planet Earth, and he wants to sit on it. And he doesn't care who suffers along the way. You know, growing up, we all saw the stories about Alexander the Great. Alexander the Great, look what he did. He conquered all of the known world, Alexander the Great. And you don't think about what it cost the ordinary people who were in his way. And that's what these imperial thinkers are like. They want their single global government, their single global private central bank. And they don't care if your lives are destroyed by it. They serve a higher, more noble purpose, which is their own vanity and wealth, of course. So let's talk about that Louisiana flooding situation. Donald Trump did absolutely the right thing going on down there. He did bring help. He brought that 18-wheeler. Funny, I haven't heard that that Clinton Foundation, with all of its billions of dollars, has sent anything down to Louisiana. Kind of makes you think, doesn't it? The black flood victims in Louisiana are calling out Black Lives Matter and the Black Panthers group because they didn't show up to help. The floods are being ignored because they can't claim it's racism. The flood only wrecked the black people's houses. No, it wrecked everybody. 60,000 homes lost. But if they can't use it for the political agenda, they don't care. Now, there's one heartwarming story that's coming out of the floods. And we do feel sorry for everybody who got hit. Remember Tony Perkins? He's president of the Family Research Council. And this guy is out there. He's basically saying God sends natural disasters to punish the gays. And his house was destroyed by the flood. Good one, God. Got the right guy finally. Down in Texas, there's a federal judge has temporarily blocked President Obama's requirement that boys be allowed to use the girls' restrooms in public schools across the country. Basically saying that Obama's unilateral declaration of this is actually unconstitutional. It exceeds his authority as President of the United States of America. Yes, it does. And what is really amazing when you think about it, we have an economy that's on the verge of collapse. We're at war with who knows how many people. We're on the edge of an outright world war that could go nuclear. Our infrastructure is collapsing. And the Democrats' biggest achievement is letting boys use the girls' restrooms. That's Obama's legacy. You know, forget Obamacare. Forget about NSA spying. Forget about all of this stuff there. President Obama allowed boys to use the girls' restroom. That's going to look really good in the history books there, people. It really is very, very silly. All right, so let's talk about computers a little bit. And I want to preface this by saying, when I was younger and just starting into computers, and they were simple and easy to understand, I really did enjoy them. You had machines like the Apple II or the Commodore 64 where you could understand everything that was going on inside it. But they're not the big, bloated, corporatized, you know, where you're not allowed to look inside anymore systems that we have today. And I don't have the love affair with computers that I used to, especially because of all the time that I spend patching and updating and securitizing instead of actually doing useful work that I could get paid for. And that's something that's affecting our economy as a whole. More about this after we come back from these words from our sponsors.
Why? While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. And we're talking about computers and how, due to the corporatizing influence, computers have grown from simple, useful devices to very bloated, complicated systems that the average end user really doesn't understand. Which I'm sure is a blessing to that permanent part of the economy that comes in and fixes things. And it really is, it's out of our control. Even Microsoft cannot maintain its own operating systems anymore. We've allowed our technology to escape from us. And in a lot of ways, it mimics ancient Rome. Rome, at the height of its power, came up with a lot of wonderful stuff, like concrete, the roads, but all of it had to be maintained. And as Rome's economic fortunes went into decline, they had to let all of it just sort of rot away and turn into tourist attractions. And the same thing is starting to happen here in the U.S. because so much wealth is being drawn out of our society for war, the money junkies, Israel. Everybody's cutting corners. We've already entered a stage where computer software companies treat the end user like they're unpaid quality control inspectors. They'll release products with known problems and wait for the consumers to complain and send in a bug report, and then maybe they'll get around to fixing it. And of course, when we're sitting here trying to figure out what's not working in our latest and greatest version of Windows, we're not doing things that might actually generate revenue for our business. Microsoft fortunes are literally built on stealing productivity from their own end users. Their latest goof up there is the Windows 10 anniversary update has killed webcams, a lot of them. And Microsoft has apologized. We feel really bad about this, but they're not going to be able to fix it until sometime in September, if then. And another embarrassment for Microsoft was over in Thailand. As you know, more and more buildings have these electronic billboards on them. Especially if you go to Times Square, you see them all over the place. And they're run by computer systems, and many of them are Windows machines. And somebody got a picture of this five-story tall digital display on the side of a building showing the Microsoft blue screen of death. So I think that may hold the Guinness World Book record for the biggest BSOD in all of history. And, of course, it's another embarrassment for Microsoft. Now, talking about the snooping that's been going on, and there's a lot of it, and we probably don't know the extent of it. We only found out last week that the NSA has been able to bypass security on Cisco routers for years to get into your machines. And there's an article that came out from ArsTechnica.com called How the NSA Snooped on Encrypted Internet Traffic for a Decade, that talks about this, how the NSA spied on Cisco Systems customers because they had an attack that would extract the decryption key from Cisco's PIX firewalls. Now, Cisco has now discontinued them, but they're still out there being used. And the attack code, dubbed Benign Certain, worked on PIX version Cisco released in 2002 and supported through 2009. But the NSA has been doing this all along. All of this goes back to the Echelon project of the 1980s and even before that. For the government to just spy on ordinary people. And in all this NSA spying, they haven't actually found any real criminals or terrorists. They just spy on the law-abiding. We proved with our NSA encryption challenge that real criminals and real terrorists can create systems of encryption the NSA cannot break. That's the reality. The NSA is able to spy on you because you naively buy off-the-shelf products where the NSA knows the methodology or they've installed a backdoor. And that means the NSA is institutionally incapable of finding real criminals and real terrorists. So they justify their budgets watching you. We'll be right back.
Are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hey, I'll make you a deal. Give me 60 seconds and I'll give you directions to the Fountain of Youth. Okay, I'm joking. Well, kind of joking. No fountains, but youth, I got. Nature's Youth and their premier anti-aging product, Nature's Youth RSF. With your sensible diet and exercise plan, Nature's Youth RSF can help you look and feel better. RSF is an all-natural amino acid supplement that supports your body to naturally increase HGH levels without any synthetic hormones. And elevated HGH levels can contribute to increased energy, improved libido, reduced body fat, and improved exercise capacity. Let's be honest. Who doesn't want to look and feel younger? Visit the newly designed website at naturesyouth.com or call 800-333-6923. That's 800-333-6923 and like them on Facebook and you'll be included in contests and exclusive offers. What a deal. Oh, speaking of deals, my time's about up. 800-333-6923 or naturesyouth.com. Who needs a fountain anyway? Call today.
Extendivite. A seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're talking about NSA snooping, and of course, it's not just the NSA. It's GCHQ, FBI, everybody. Apparently, all over the world, governments have become so afraid of their own population, they feel they have a need, if not the right, to just monitor everything that we do, whether it is constantly tracking our location using our cell phones, listening to us over that speakerphone mic on the cell phone, turning on the cameras remotely. And none of this has anything to do with crime and terror. This is all a violation here in the United States of the Fourth Amendment right to privacy, that government does not have permission to come in and just root around your personal materials unless they know that a crime has been committed. They're not allowed to do fishing expeditions. And the joke in all of this, I mean, they're getting huge amounts of money to do this. Oh, we're going to monitor everything. It'll be great. It'll be just like the movies. We push a button and the terrorist pops out. No, it won't work. Real criminals and real terrorists know the communication infrastructure is completely compromised. They're going to use dead drops. They're going to use who knows what all else. As I mentioned in the last segment, we already proved on this website and on this radio show, it is easy, very easy, for real criminals and terrorists to write their own systems of encryption that will defeat the NSA. And the reason for that is very, very simple. When you are trying to decode an encrypted message, it's a two-step process. The first step is finding out the methodology. How does it take the clear data and manipulate it based on the key to come up with the encrypted form of the data? After you have the methodology, then you can find the key itself. That's the easy part. If you look at the history of the Enigma machine in World War II, they were unable to break those messages until they physically captured a machine. That gave them the methodology, after which Alan Turing was able to create that machine that would brute force the keys and get the encryption keys so they could read the messages. When World War II was over, all the records at Bletchley Park were destroyed, and the U.S. government and Great Britain made presents of captured Enigma machines to friendly governments without mentioning to them that the U.S. and Britain could read the messages encrypted on those machines, just to give you an idea of how they operate. So, if they have the methodology, they can find the keys. If you're using an off-the-shelf encryption system built into Microsoft, built into Macintosh, then they already have the methodology. If you're using something you downloaded from the internet, they've got the methodology, and they will get the keys. Real criminals, real terrorists are going to be able to evade that simply by coming up with a new methodology. Look how hard security researchers had to work to be able to get inside, for example, Stuxnet or the new one. And that's just the reality. And so GCHQ and NSA and FBI can't go back to the government and say, well, we actually can't get in to the encrypted traffic of real criminals and terrorists, because then their budgets get cut. They go back and continually say, oh, we can monitor everybody. We can monitor everybody. The only people they're monitoring are law-abiding citizens who don't have anything to hide. And their reach is growing. Apparently up in Canada, they're talking about a law that will make it a criminal offense to refuse to turn over your encryption keys if you're using any kind of encryption. And there's a way around that as well. If you've written your own encryption system, have a couple of extra passwords inside there, where if the wrong password gets typed in, it overwrites the encrypted file. There's all kinds of ways around this. And again, dead drops, solid-state memories inside hollowed-out nickels. They're going about this the entire wrong way. Of course, the way I think that you can end terrorism is to stop messing around with other people's countries, and more to the point, stop signing the checks for the terrorists. Because it turns out the terrorists are working for nation states to create terror to scare their populations into obedience. Look at all the documents that have come out from the State Department, from leaked emails. The U.S. government, President Barack Obama and Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, were smuggling weapons to the terrorists, ISIS and Al-Qaeda, in Syria. And it kind of reminds me of that old joke about guy sees a stranger looking around on the ground under a streetlight. Says, what are you doing? Says, I'm looking for my wedding ring. I dropped it. First guy says, where'd you drop it? He says, over on Elm Street. Says, what are you doing here? Says, well, the light's better. That's exactly what it is. Under the justification that they're going after criminals and terrorists, they're looking at you and me, the law-abiding citizen. And we do have a right to privacy. The fact that we desire privacy doesn't mean we're engaged in criminal activity. We're always hearing it from the other side. Well, you know, why should you care if we're spying on you, you know, if you're not doing anything wrong? Well, maybe I don't feel like sharing pictures of my lovely wife in states of undress. Ever stop to think about that? Or maybe I'm working on a brand new idea for a product that I'm working to get patented that I can get rich off. Maybe I don't want you just stealing that and giving it to a crony. And by the way, that did happen. At the Asia-Pacific Economic Conference up in Seattle, back in the 1990s, big, huge stink scandal. U.S. government intelligence agents were caught spying on the computers of conference attendees to steal business information to give to Bill Clinton's cronies. Find out what the bids were going to be so they could bid a little bit lower. That's not what we pay these federal agents to be doing. And yet they did. We have a right to privacy against a government that has confirmed time and again they cannot be trusted with our private information. Now, as you know, recently, the NSA itself was the victim of a hack. And specifically, the target was the Equation Group, whose public face is that of being a bunch of cyber criminals. But Kaspersky traced them on back and said they actually do work for the NSA. And somebody got into their computers, or somebody leaked it. All of their hacking tools, the very best that tax dollars can fund, are now out there in the criminal world. So far from making our information technology infrastructure more secure, the NSA has just blown it wide open to be pillaged and picked at by anybody who's got the bitcoins to buy these tools. And this proves that Apple was right to fight the FBI over the iPhone encryption. Because Apple's position was, we don't want to make this tool for you to break into phones, because what happens if it breaks out into the wild? A big part of the iPhone mythos, if you will, is that it is secure. It's certainly far more secure than Android. And the FBI was demanding, you make us a tool that allows us to bypass your own security. And Apple said, no, we're not going to do it. Because if it leaks out, it completely destroys Apple's entire reputation for security. And the fact that the NSA got hacked proves that. Now, Time Magazine has come out with another article basically saying that the sudden emergence of hostile and abusive trolls on the internet can only be solved with formal policing of the internet by the government. That's their latest thing. We know the trolls are all working for the establishment. We know that Hillary Clinton has a PAC called Correcting the Record. It's run by the guy who destroyed Anita Hill to get Clarence Thomas on the Supreme Court. And they are very well funded. They load up discussion groups with people who will shout abuse at Trump supporters and anybody critical of Hillary Clinton. The trolls are working for the establishment, and now they're using these trolls as justification to say, well, we have to start controlling content on the internet. It's for your own good. And this isn't the first time they've tried to do that. Again, back in the 1990s, when they were talking about this Telecommunications Act, there was a gentleman, Senator Exxon, who proposed the Exxon Amendment. And his Exxon Amendment was for government control of content on the internet for the children, because the internet had become a haven for pornography. Well, yes and no. Now, we're talking about before web browsers. We're talking about back when the Usenet was the primary peer-to-peer communication system. And Usenet was basically a news group posting system. And there were all different kinds of news groups you could subscribe to, such as really fine photography, cooking groups, knitting groups, woodworking groups, auto-fixing groups. And there was a hierarchy called the alt hierarchy for alternative. And that was where people who were into things like nude pictures and hamsters and duct tape, they would go hang out. And it was all self-policing. And before Senator Exxon started making his speech about the Exxon Amendment, all of a sudden, pornography was pouring all across Usenet into groups where it really didn't belong. And the people in these groups would say, please, there's a whole alt hierarchy for you to post this stuff. It doesn't belong here. And the posters would all get huffy and say, I have a First Amendment right to post pornography into this blueberry muffins baking group. And so everybody got suspicious and started looking at the IPs of these people posting the porn, and they all tracked back to government and military IPs. And sure enough, when Senator Exxon got up in Congress, he had his little binder, his blue book, and it was all the same stuff that we'd seen being poured all across the internet. And his Exxon amendment was defeated, and like a light switch was thrown, the porn flood disappeared. It's called the Hegelian dialectic, and it's how the government controls you. They create a problem out of thin air. They promote it as a horrible problem. It's a threat to our children. It's a threat to our way of life. And then they offer to sell you a solution in exchange for more of your money and more control over your life. And now they're doing the same thing again with the trolls. They have an army of trolls out there shouting abuse at the gays, abuse at the blacks, racist this, attacking Trump supporters. And so what do they do? Oh, we must control the content of the internet to deal with this troll flood. It's their troll flood. Now, Google is very firmly on the Hillary team. And they've been caught filtering search response. Story came out of government slaves where they're starting to interfere with searches for the Clinton body count. Now, if you go to Google and you type certain things in, they'll autocomplete. And Google has turned autocomplete off for anything related to the Clinton body count. It's just another way of trying to, without being obvious about it, keep people from reading this stuff. Now, it's reached the point of such abuse that the Oracle Corporation is starting their own project, the Google Transparency Project. They've set up headquarters in Washington, D.C. Their mission is to out Google's dicey lobbying practices and expose the crony relationships with President Obama and Hillary Clinton, and basically just expose them as being partisan and manipulative. And I'll give you an example of just how petty Google can be. Back in 2015, my wife and I were walking out to the mailbox. We saw the Google car go by. And sure enough, our picture showed up on Google Street View. Now, it's not like it was a good portrait. It's not like you would know it was us unless you knew who we were and where we lived. But I got an email from somebody saying, you have now vanished from Google Street View. And I went back and I checked. And sure enough, Google had reverted to the 2011 image they had taken along the front of our street. So we've now been consigned to oblivion by Google. And I have to laugh at the sheer childishness and pettiness of this, because they took our picture in 2015. Oh, we can't show the Riveros. And they went back to the picture they had from 2011. Now, if they'd taken a new picture 2016, yeah, okay. But somebody made the decision to go back and use pictures from 4 years earlier because they didn't want Mike and Claire visible on Google Street View. Oh, we can't have that. Did you ever know anybody who got fame and fortune from being caught on Google Street View? I mean, except for the people who got caught having sex. I mean, it's silly. It's just six-year-old behavior. It really, really is. All righty, let's talk about some medical issues here. It turns out, according to a recent study, over 92% of prescription antidepressants do not relieve symptoms of depression. In fact, we already know that in many cases, they can exacerbate the problems, leading to suicide and mass violence. We're being sold medications that don't work and actually cause harm. But as long as it makes money, it's going to be a good thing. My wife and I were watching a TV show the other day, and it was just totally saturated with these commercials about how important it was to get the HPV vaccine into young girls and young boys. And they actually came on out and said the HPV vaccine might lead to other cancers in young boys. There is no evidence to support that. HPV vaccine causes cervical cancer. Boys don't have cervixes. But if they can sell them to the boys as well as the girls, then it doubles the money. And that's what it's really all about. And we're getting this flood of dangerous, harmful products thrown at us because they're moneymakers. And if we don't buy them, we're ordered to buy them. Now, the World Health Organization has actually published a manual on how to respond to vaccine deniers in public. They're giving a bunch of talking points about all the scientists who say vaccines are safe and there's no link with autism and, you know, all these other research that show that they're harmful. Oh, it's all been discredited and denied by the government and on and on and on and on. The World Health Organization, and remember, the World Health Organization was on the verge of declaring glyphosate as a human carcinogen, and they got lobbied and pressured back to where they said, well, it's a probable carcinogen, but they wouldn't take that final step. All of these organizations that you think are there to take care of you are there to take care of the corporations. You probably think the U.S. Department of Agriculture is there to protect the safety of agricultural products. No, when you go back and study how it was founded, it was there to promote the agricultural industry. Not safety, not health, promote the business interests. We'll be right back.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're coming up on the top of the hour. And a reminder, our toll-free lines are not working today. So if you want to call into the show, and I hope you will, because I'm running out of things to talk about, area code 512-716-1523. And I'm getting a lot of emails about my NSA code challenge. It was a while ago. And so I'm going to go ahead and repost that to the top of whatreallyhappened.com for those of you who feel like playing around with this sort of thing. And by the way, if you're going to devise an encryption system, obviously just using my code verbatim won't work because the NSA already has that. But the code snippets are there as a tutorial for you to sort of figure things out for yourself. Now, we're talking about all these harmful chemicals and glyphosate and pesticides. And, you know, this chemical-based agriculture is a big moneymaker. It's not always the best thing. Down in South Africa, farmers have quit using chemical pesticides. And they're going back to nature. They're putting ducks in their farmyards to control pests, including snails. It's a great idea. I mean, when I was a farm kid, we always had ducks and chickens and even geese, and they were taking care of the pests. We didn't need to dose the fields with all these chemicals. Especially when you find out they're not very good for our health. Now then, along with Brexit and Nexit and Frexit and Gexit and all these others, we're now hearing word about the Clexit. And the Clexit campaign, basically, as the name implies, is the climate exit. And it started down in Australia. And it's basically countries around the world that are walking away from all of this UN climate nonsense about human-caused global warming. And it is a giant scam, and I'm rather surprised because I thought he had more sense than this. Robert Kennedy Jr. is now out there saying, oh, if you don't believe in global warming, there's something wrong with you. But like bad vaccines and bad chemicals, it's a big moneymaker. But the Clexit movement is basically trying to prevent the ratification and costly and dangerous Paris Global Warming Treaty. Because, first of all, it is another grab for global control over sovereign nations. Remember that push for a global government rests on a foundation of three pillars. Human-caused global warming, requiring a global environmental authority that we all surrender our freedoms to. A global pandemic, which they tried in 2009, that fell flat on its face, requiring submission to a global health authority. And finally, the global financial crash, which seems well on its way, and we'll be told that a single global private central bank will be the solution to that. No, it won't. Oh, the callers are calling in already. We're going to take a break for station identification and start doing some phone calls. We'll be right back.
Regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Baiano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find